From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Good to see you. Great to be back with you all. Happy New Year. You may all remember that a few months ago down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, we hosted the Democratic political operative James Carville. Well, a little later on, we're welcoming Mary Matlin, his wife, a Republican political operative. We're going to ask how they keep their marriage fresh and spiteful after all these years. But first, it's your turn to gripe about us. Give us a call. It's 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Mitchell Stevenson from Edgewater, Maryland.
Hey, Mitchell, how are you?
I'm well.
Mitchell, I'm going to just be blunt about this. You sound like you're a woman.
I am. I have very weird parents.
Apparently. Well, welcome to our show. Mitchell, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up is a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. It's Mr. Adam Felber is here.
Hi, Mitch. Can I call you Mitch?
No.
Okay.
Next, a comedian performing at the Weinberg Center for the Arts in Frederick, Maryland on February 8th. It's Paula Poundstone is
here. Hey, Mitchell.
And the reason your computer catches fire whenever you surf on over to the Esquire Politics blog, it's Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Mitchell.
Hello.
Mitchell.
Yes.
You're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, of course, correctly identify or explain two of that. Carl will record the greeting on your home voicemail or answering machine, whatever you got. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Very excited.
All right, Mitchell, here is your first quote.
Go home, Arctic. You're drunk.
That was Greg Layden writing at scienceblogs.com about the big what this week.
The polar vortex?
Yes, indeed. This was the polar vortex, a spinning cold air monster that usually lives at the North Pole, but as you heard, got drunk and stumbled down through Canada to fall asleep on top of us. It was colder in Chicago, this is true, than in Antarctica this week.
Wow.
The polar bear at the Chicago Zoo really said, to hell with this, and went inside. And the penguin said, idiot, now they know we can talk. More true stories. With the wind chill, it was colder in Minnesota this week than it was on Mars. And the Mars rover was so not cool about this, it kept posting pictures of itself on a hammock. And you guys, of course, endured the worst of it in L.A., Paula
there
and
was,
Adam.
There was a moment.
Yeah, me,
there
I was in L.A. this weekend.
We came pretty close to having to put on pants at one point.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I actually bundle up during the winter, even though I live in Santa Monica. Because in the morning, often it gets into the 50s. No, I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah. And there's like a breeze too, right?
Yeah, because it's near the water.
The windshield goes down to like 49.9.
Does that mean you have to wear your thermal sandals?
No, I do wear a thick sock, however. And
one.
Of course, a high-waisted cottony brief.
Oh, dear.
And people tried to have fun with this. One big thing, you know that trick, you probably saw it on YouTube, where it's really cold and you throw boiling water in the air and it turns to snow? True fact, at least 50 people across the country scalded themselves trying to do this.
Well, they didn't realize you were supposed to go outside.
Right.
They threw it at one another. I thought it was going to freeze.
It was probably stuff like, you know, this
idea
like...
It's physics' fault.
It'll freeze faster if I throw it directly into the wind.
Have you ever been in minus 15 degree weather, Paula?
Are you kidding me? Yes.
You don't even have time to make up a plausible lie,
no,
do you?
I'll tell you something. Sometimes at the beach, we'll have a cooler.
Yeah.
And boy, you reach in there to get a soda.
That's
and
true.
I gotta tell you, whoo! You know what I'm saying?
It's tough, Paula.
Nippy pippy, yeah.
I understand. All right, very good, Mitchell. Here is your next quote.
Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee.
That was from an email that was released this week, among many other documents, that got WHO caught up in a big traffic controversy.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Yes, indeed. So this is one of the best stories ever. So last fall, Mr. Christie is running for re-election in New Jersey. He wants everybody to endorse him, even the Democrats. The mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, a Democrat, not interested. Next thing you know, the Port Authority, which is run by Christie's cronies, closes three lanes leading to the George Washington Bridge in Fort Lee, causes huge, massive traffic jams for 4 days.
Well, Peter, you're a New Jerseyite born and bred. How bad would this be, really?
It would be really awful. Now, they asked, why are you doing this? Why are you closing these lanes? Oh, it's for a traffic study. Yeah, they needed to know what happens when you go from four lanes to one. Well, and then the traffic guy's like, yeah, total chaos and gridlock. Interesting result, but we're not sure. Let's do it for three more days. Documents released this week, including the email that Carl quoted, show that Christie's aides did, in fact, order the lanes closed in Fort Lee last fall. Christie had a marathon press conference on Thursday in which he said, and this is true, the first he heard about this was when he got a call after his workout the day before. Hey, right? I did it like I did a workout. You're going to believe that, huh? Actually, he was pleading for fat jokes at that point. He would have loved it.
He also said he got the news in his pajamas, which is an image I will never get out of my head.
No, he was pleading for fat jokes. I thought that was interesting. He's like, you know what needs three lanes? My butt! Am I right, Jersey? Fat gov!
Aren't I amusing?
I still don't understand, the day before. So what did he know? What did
he says?
All right, 2 days before, he didn't know anything. This is what he says. He didn't know anything about it.
And then as of yesterday, post-workout, he knows
everything.
And
then yesterday, the Bergen Record put these emails in the paper, and that news was conveyed to him. For some reason, he's wearing his pajamas after his workout.
All right, okay. I think I'm following.
Are you up to speed now?
Yeah, okay.
Go, Peter.
And so then he broke into the Democratic headquarters?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, here's the thing.
But only to sell missiles to Iran.
Okay, all right, I got it now.
It's the universal string theory of scandal.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
And there was this Lewinsky woman behind one of the desks.
And he was wearing a blue dress.
Mitchell, here is your last quote.
I'm a seasoned pro. And I'm ripped out of my gourd.
That was from a review in the Denver Post of what product that became legal this week in Colorado?
Marijuana.
Yes, indeed. This week, for the first time ever, Americans were able to legally buy marijuana without having a serious illness or a flimsy excuse. Recreational pot became legal in Colorado on New Year's Day, with residents of Colorado being able to buy an ounce at a time, and tourists able to buy a quarter ounce, and tourists who walk in with brand new I Heart Colorado sweatshirts talking in a fake Colorado accent still only getting to buy a quarter ounce. Now, as I said, you do not have to be a Colorado resident to buy the pot, but you can't take it out of the state. So you know what this means? Week-long weed vacations. Day one in Colorado, visit pot shop. Day two, what day is this? The state of Washington also legalized pot. They haven't moved as quickly to get it going, but they commissioned a study to see how many people actually smoke pot so they can anticipate demand. They basically
Wait a minute, I thought you said they haven't legalized it yet.
Well, they've legalized it, but they haven't put in the regime.
They don't have the infrastructure up yet.
Yeah.
The website is a mess.
Oh, it's terrible.
And you know what, Adam? Let me make you a promise. If you like your dealer, you can keep your dealer.
Okay.
Carl, how did Mitchell do in our quiz?
Mitchell, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine or voicemail.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Well done, Mitchell.